time for the second funniest podcast with your hosts, the Kevin Miller and Justin Wersch. Have fun, guys.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you so much. So much happening all at the same time. Hello and welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast. I am your host, Justin Worsham. This is episode number 346. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the early adopter, the KevinMiller.com. Jump, press the circle button, Kevin.
Thank you, Justin. I love video games.
Right? Don't we all?
By the way, you, speaking of games, you were operating like four things at once right now.
Yeah, that's how I roll.
It was very impressive. He had his right hand on the laptop, his left hand on the soundboard. He was talking while keeping an eye on the meter reader on the recorder. It was pretty... And now he's just dancing.
I feel like a professional... Well, now the ship has sailed. The ship is running. Now my work here is finished. I don't have to do anything. See, that's all automated. All
robot,
that fade right there.
Rock.
Okay, bye.
How much do you love video games?
I love it a lot. I got to play a lot of video games because I had 2 weeks straight on the roads. Do we want to talk about that first? Do we want to go into the plan for the episode?
Yeah, let's talk about that. Okay. What we want to do now.
And we had...
I have so much... Because we did a Red Dead Redemption week.
That was fun.
We forgot to mention that as well.
That was fun.
So we got
I had to bail on that and I felt horrible. I was having a good time playing with Sam. That was fun to play with Sam. I kept wanting him to comment about a sweater vest, but... He just kept punching me.
I could not stay on. I don't know what it was. I actually think it was because of Sam talking. Every time he would speak, I'm serious, my PlayStation would crash, so I wonder if there was some sort of network error with him reaching across the pond into my living room. But almost without fail, the moment he would talk, boom, it would...
Yeah, I don't want this to sound like a criticism, but that just so everybody can understand the frustration that Kevin might have been going through, Sam was literally like acting like he was the radio host of our game day, where he always had something to say. Like, from the minute I checked in, and it was great how it kind of works out, where stuff kind of sounds like it's from the distance when you don't have a headset.
Yeah.
So I just land on a hillside somewhere, and I'm like, I don't know where anybody is. I'm getting all these posse invites. Then I finally get there, and I just hear Sam and his wonderful Britishness talking and yelling. Like he had never played the game before.
He was having
so much fun. Oh, my God, look what I did.
Like, I think he hadn't, because he just recently got it.
That's great, then. I'm so glad. That was fun.
But I could not get on that whole time. And then finally, I was able to play that one game with you
guys.
And then
you had to leave.
And then I was way late, too. And I turned off my headset, like, for some reason. I don't know if the headset blew it or what.
I don't know, but I was when I went down, I tried to get a headset from Best Buy, mm-hmm. or as I call it, Best Rent.
That's what you meant by I figured out a way to get one.
Yeah, there was a Best Rent right across the street from the condo that I was staying at in Omaha, Nebraska. And so I went down there, but they didn't have the little headsets, but they had the big fancy ones that were like $100.
Why didn't you get it?
Because I was afraid I was going to fall in love with it. Because it had 7.1. And then it wasn't until the game day was almost over that I was like, actually, I think I need this, because if I ever want to play games late at night, I don't disturb the lady. Because it takes the audio from the game.
Yeah,
it takes it out of your TV. It's all in your ears.
We've started doing that more. Well, I'll actually put the PlayStation in our bedroom, and mm-hmm. she'll fall asleep, or she'll be watching Netflix on the iPad, and we fight each other. We're such newlyweds. She'll be like, is my TV too loud? I'm like, no, it's fine. Is mine? No, it's fine. And then a beat later, no, actually, you're a little too loud. And then we both turn it down.
Now, is it a thing where you're asking the question to imply that the other one is?
No, it was like, I think we both had a
moment. You didn't notice it until somebody asked you.
Where we both couldn't hear what we were trying to listen to because there was too much ambient noise. So, but I'd love to get a headset for the old bedroom there, be able to play games, stay up all night.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna purchase one as soon as I can.
Christmas is coming. My birthday's coming. Ooh, I sound much better. What did you do?
I turned our headphones up. The guest that I had on the other podcast was complaining about the volume, or maybe it was Bill. I don't remember. But anyway.
They're the same person. We have so much to discuss. That was all about games, though.
Yeah, so here's the thing. We've been talking about how Kevin and I have been wrestling with emails a little bit because we want to get through them all, and then we tried filtering them down, but we are too kind in our souls, in my opinion, to... It's hard.
It's hard
because we have so many people that send emails that we appreciate, and so many regular listeners that contribute on a regular basis, too, that it's like, I feel horrible if I don't read this email. And it's fun stuff. Like, we like answering the weird, odd questions. That's fun. You know, somebody sent an email recently. I can't remember their name, but they were like, hey, is it seriously okay for us to talk about relationships on this? Because that would be fun for me, kind of thing. And So here's what we decided. So we're going to do three episodes out of every month, or three quarters of the month. One, we're going to just talk about games. We're going to have topics that we want to cover, things mm-hmm. that we want to do. It'll be the entertaining show that it always has been.
And we'll pull the questions out of the emails.
Yeah, if somebody sends
it in, we'll still answer emails about games.
We're
going
to do like a search for a topic. So like, for instance, if you sent us an email about Uncharted, we're going to talk about Uncharted and other games in the next week or two. So we'll go through and look for those and then see what goes on and see if you're asking a question that either opens up something that we didn't think about or is parallel to what we're thinking about, and we'll address that email. Mm-hmm. But then, we don't know where it's going to fall in the month necessarily all the time, but once a month, we are going to do a live episode mm-hmm. that we will put out on Ustream that you can chat with us while we're doing the show. It'll be nothing but your emails, as many as mm-hmm. we can get through, and you can tweet us, you can, whatever you want to do, and all that jazz. That's going to be all just about the listeners.
So really, we're just asking, we're having you up your game in your emails, because we're still going to answer emails. So now the new game is, who's going to get into the non-email episodes? That's the new game out there. And really, it's because if you listen back to any of the episodes are really about us just getting to the end of our email list.
Yeah, just trying. It's just
not,
trying to.
And it's not like there's an arc to it or it builds on it. It's just like, and you don't see the list. You don't know how, as the listener, how many emails we have to go through, and we don't count them down. I don't think it's entertaining radio. And I think this will be better. So I'm excited for it. And you know, on this topic, I hope people know how much we appreciate having fans that listen to the show. On the Facebook page a couple days ago, I don't know if you saw this, but someone said, you know, there are Facebook pages come and go, but my friends I've made on the SFP page will always be my friends. And a couple other people commented on that as well. And I thought,
that's awesome.
I thought that's really nice.
Brooke, I had some time in an airport, and the Facebook app for iPhone has come so far.
Yeah, it sure has.
Because before, I could just look at my Facebook page, which I spend no time on.
I
literally, between the two podcasts, just to try, I feel horrible if I talk to my real friends on Facebook and I don't check in with these people that devoutly listen to the podcast. So then I found out that there is a way that I can swap back and forth. So I started, while I'm sitting in an airport, going, bah, 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 and I started
That's why
commenting.
You started showing up.
Yeah, and then I think it was Brooke said something. She's like, so great to have Justin here.
Yeah.
You know, I think she just appreciated because they're, I already forgot who was, but Brooke and somebody else are picking up from Yeah, because she got busy doing the later Lady Gamer podcast, and she was asking for questions. And I said, great, which one of you will be handling my awkward advances? Which one of you will be doing
Well, Brooke and Kat talk off air, so you can... Yeah, I would go with Brooke.
Brooke, probably?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
I think she's 13.
Buckle up, Brooke, because you're going to need a fake ID.
Oh, God.
What happened?
Is one of these days you're
going to get arrested. She lives in Vegas, I think.
You're
if I
going
got my Brooks
to get
right.
arrested.
I can't get arrested. That's never going to happen. Brooke is never going to be like, you know what you need to do? Come over to my house for some sweet tea.
Can you talk about... I don't know what the law is. We should get a lawyer on here. Can you talk about it? Can you talk about hanging out in an inappropriate manner with underage children?
Ooh, that's a good question. I know. Here's what I do know. There was a podcast that was devoted to the acronym is for guys that are into younger boys or whatever, and they took that off. So maybe we get kicked off iTunes, but I think that gives us street cred.
I think all of a sudden, Apple, the only game in town, doesn't want you.
Yeah, that's right. They don't, because they can't handle us. My wife is showing us toilet paper. I love that woman so much.
This is old school.
Yeah.
Well, we have a report in the field from a very important person that's going to give us an update about Skyrim.
Ooh. I talked to one of the guys that works at the Omaha Funny Bone that I was just at, Vinny. Mm-hmm. He was saying, hey, I got to get out of here. I'm going to go play video games. And I was like, what game are you going to play?
I know. I love that moment. It's like when people talk about sports. I'm like, oh, no, now I'm in. Yeah, tell me, what do you play?
And he's like, oh, I'm going to play Elder Scrolls. And then he was like, Skyrim. You know, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I had no interest in the game. And then he started talking to me about it. And I was like, oh, all right. I think I may be in.
For instance, see, you're evolving as a gamer, my friend, because you know Skyrim is another game that never ends.
Oh, no.
When you beat Skyrim, if you ever are able to give the 120 hours of gameplay that it requires to get to the end, the game automatically generates new quests within the world. So even though you're done with the story,
my mind is now clear.
Side missions will populate throughout the world.
So they just have like a
side mission
a function
generator.
Or an algorithm that they just plug in the word penguin, and then it generates a quest.
I don't know how it works. I just know that that's a feature, that it's a never-ending game.
Then why would I get that?
I'm asking you why.
I don't know why. I'm already getting frustrated that I'm getting charged $15 a month for DCU, and
you
I haven't
turn
played
it off.
That. I know I need to, but I keep forgetting.
It's
only been 2 months, in fairness.
Oh, you just hit the button on it. I
There's
did
a
it.
Button that I press?
Yeah.
Is it the circle button?
Come on. He's supposed to call in. Is Skype open before we move on to DCU?
Oh, no. No, it is. Oh,
I have so much to talk about DCU.
All right.
So much.
Do you want to pin it?
And yeah, then, we'll pin it. Let's pause.
Let's do this. Let's get Christian on, and then we'll have fun with him.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, indeed. We are back. Kevin had to run to San Jose to get Christian's attention.
Like, pay attention to the phone line. It's 408-218-4911.
No, that's so wrong. You have no idea how wrong it is.
I do, actually. It's off by one number.
It's funny because they have that happen all the time on, like, real radio shows.
Oh, really?
Like, you gave me the wrong number like that. But anyway, so, Christian, I'm assuming that you have Skyrim, yes?
Yeah, that's a good assumption. I have it.
First big question is, a week or so ago, you were asking me whether or not you should get it on the PC or on the Xbox, and I suggested...
Oh, no. I said, do you want it on the PS3 or the PC?
Oh, I thought you said...
You said, get it on the Xbox.
I did. That's right.
It wasn't even an option.
Well, then the question is, did you get it for your TV or for your computer? And I suggested your TV because then you get to enjoy a cinematic-like movie on your amazing television screen.
Yeah, and actually that's a very good question because I'll explain in a second. So I got it for the PS3. And... ever since I got it, I've been reading about people who have had issues on their PC for the game crashing or having, you know, graphic problems, stuff like that. And same thing on the Xbox. I've heard of an issue that where people are having graphical issues like pops and random tearing. And, aren't looking properly. So, like, the company's trying to put together, like, a bug fix. But I haven't heard of anyone having problems with their PS3. So I feel like
not
I made
surprising.
A wise choice.
Yeah, dodge that bullet.
Well, that's great. Well, how does it look on the PS3?
Oh, it looks fantastic. I was a little worried that it wouldn't look as good as the PC, but the graphics are so, so nice. It looks really real. Like, everything looks very, very good. You know, it's like nothing I've seen before. It looks really good.
How many hours are you into the game at this point?
Oh, not very many. I've only probably played maybe 3 hours or so ever since I got it. I haven't had much time since I picked up, but... And those 3 hours they go by so quickly, like you just get so engrossed in it. Yeah.
Now, am I right that this is a sequel to the Elder Scrolls or a part of the Elder Scrolls series?
Yeah.
Do we know what number?
Yeah.
Is it six
this
or
is five?
Five, okay.
Five, this is number five.
Did you play the other ones or no?
I think a long time ago I tried number three, which was on the original Xbox, and I thought it was just okay.
Was that the Xbox 180? Is that what it was originally called?
One, yeah.
Oh, okay.
180, you idiots.
Is that not it?
Poor Kevin. His jokes don't go well on Skype, because I don't think Christian heard you at all.
It's the Xbox One. Oh, no, that's not it. No, 180. I said 80. Oh.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
That's my Darren Carter impression.
So anyway, you got Elder Scrolls 3 for the Xbox One.
80.
Yeah, didn't really care for it too much. I forget what. It just felt slow and clunky.
Well, I played the fourth one, Oblivion, on the Xbox 360. And even though it had Patrick Stewart and I got to create my own character, I could not stay awake 3 minutes into the game. It was like, get us out of the jail cell. We're running out of the jail cell.
So what's the story of these old scrolls? What's going on with them? Like,
these patriarch parchments, if you will.
I'm still so fresh into the game. I feel like I've barely touched most of the game. What I've done so far is, you know, collect, flowers and butterflies. And,
are you serious? You've been playing like jellyfishing with SpongeBob and Patrick?
Oh, I wish. No, it's funny you say. Yeah, you know, like the beginning of the game, I found to be actually very exciting. Like it's not at all like the beginning of the previous one you mentioned, where it's like you start off the game, you're like a prisoner. Right, similar to what you said.
Yeah.
But like you're about to be beheaded, and then the town that you're in is attacked by a giant dragon, and it's like scary.
Wait, that's
like,
this
there's
one?
Fire
the one
coming
that
on, and
that's the one he's playing.
Sorry, yeah. Christian, I was clarifying if it was the one you were talking about or not. Okay.
Yeah, this is the one I'm playing right now. So it's very, like, it's a very intense opening. And, like, by the time you get out of here, you know, your pulse is racing and, you know, you're just, like, you're just taking a breath because it's pretty crazy. So.
Why do more developers not do that? That was my favorite part of Uncharted 2. Spoiler alert, fast forward 10 seconds. But when you start the game on a train that is hanging from a cliffside.
I haven't played Uncharted 2. Why am I listening?
All you got, but see, I also don't think that ruins anything. Is that it's like buckle up for excitement. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
no, I get it.
And I don't understand why more games don't do this. Arkham City kind of did it.
Red Dead kind of does it. I think there's also like Sly 3 did it. I think there's a little bit of that. The very first thing you do with the game has to teach you the game, right? Because no one reads the instruction manual.
Yeah, but you could do that and make it look exciting and intense.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think it's good storytelling, but I think some people don't. They're computer designers and not storytellers, so they're like, well, you know, we got to make sure everybody knows where the circle button is.
So they can jump and hit it.
Otherwise, you don't know what to do.
So you have no real understanding of any of the series as far as what the story is. It's not like the same character that you've been playing through all of these Elder Scrolls.
No.
No, you create a character.
Yeah, I have like a general idea, but I mean, like I haven't played all the other ones, so I'm not like a hardcore dedicated fan.
And do you feel like you're missing anything?
No, not at all. Because there's, I mean, a vast amount of content in this game alone, there's just like, you could do so much. And, I know, I don't think that by not having played the prior ones, you're losing out, the story. Because the story is really, really, really detailed and rich. And, you know, like I said, barely touched, you know, the main storyline. I mean, it has to do with dragons. And there are a lot of dragons.
That begs the question, is the medieval dragon genre of fantasy played out in the gaming universe at this point? Or do they have something that... What do they bring to the table that shouldn't make me yawn at that Dungeon and Dragon genre that's been around for like 50 years now?
Well, what's interesting, what it seems like in this one is that the dragons themselves are like an organization
Pepsi?
Come together, and they dislike the other races, like the humans and all the different races, and they would like to take... So it's interesting to give them some sort of like a personality.
Yeah, instead of just beasts that destroy things.
Yeah, they're definitely not beasts.
Mm-hmm. Are they men? So, do they walk on hind legs and 2 feet?
Yeah, but not unlike you.
I see. Thanks for making it relatable.
That's how I relate to the game. It's interesting. Like I said, you don't have to even play like the main storyline. You could just be perfectly content just roaming around the giant world, doing random quests for other people, and then just, you know, living. Like, you can buy a house and put stuff away in your house, and you can become like a master thief. Yeah, it's like reality. You get a mortgage and, you know, a nagging wife.
So it's Second Life and fantasy. No, wait, I just want to understand. Are the dragons, like, do they look like man, or do they look like typical dragons?
Oh, they're typical dragons, of course. I see. And, you know, I think from what I've heard, you just encounter them randomly sometimes throughout the game. Mm. And so, you know, it's like, it's a little bit more real world rather than just like, okay, here's this stage and there's your boss and here's a dragon. It's like you could be out harvest, you know, shooting deer, and then all of a sudden there's a dragon that comes and attacks you.
Oh, that's pretty cool. How much of it is grindy real world stuff like Oregon Trail? I need to shoot some deer to live. I need to make some jerky. I need to mine some gold.
None of it.
Oh, okay.
Only as much as you want it to be.
Oh,
really? You could avoid all that and just play the main storyline. And the main storyline would be like, you know, you go out and kill bad guys or, you know, retrieve something to move the story along. But you don't have to. You could always. I mean, that's one part of it. Or you could do all the little things, which is like, you know, kind of a little more grindy, like go retrieve, you know, all these things for my brother or go do this. And, you know, those will help, you know, I guess get you a higher level and, you know, more talent and all that stuff. But definitely not a requirement.
That's great.
With these dragons, do you ever join... Kevin, please stop.
I just, sometimes I'm drunk.
And these dragons, do you ever join forces with them to operate as a con to like get money from villagers where the dragon will pretend to attack a village?
We need to design a game. That is a sweet idea.
And then,
are you parroting something right now?
So you pretend to kill him, and then you use that to buy like animals and feed him, and with the money that you make, and that's like his cut. And, you know, I think it only works if he is the last one.
Yeah.
That's the only way it works.
It sounds like a nice, fun little Disney movie.
Yeah, that would be a nice, like a
Robin Hood meets Pete's Dragon.
Yeah. But it's a good story, except for the first, like, 5 minutes are intense, where they cut out a piece of a dragon's heart and then give it to the prince, who is going to be the bad guy.
Like Finding Nemo, you just skip that chapter when you watch it on the DVD.
Exactly, yeah, you skip right to the fun part.
Did you know there's a chapter one in Finding Nemo?
I can't remember which brother it is. I'm going to go with Dennis Quaid runs around with a dragon voiced by Sean Connery. That's where the fun part is.
Oh, that is fun.
That was a long way to go for a stupid joke.
I was going
to
say.
You never, as far as I know, you don't ever join forces with a dragon. I mean, when you battle them, you kill them, and you can acquire like a skill from them, and that can sort of help you just in general in sort of being bad or, you know, stealing or doing whatever you want.
Has it explained to you what your overall objective is? You know, like
are you into the first act yet of the game, or are you?
No, I mean it hasn't been explained to me. I'm pretty sure it has something to do with. Like you'll need to defeat all of the dragons in the land, and when you do that, that's probably how you beat the
game. Kill
Bill. But I haven't gotten anywhere near that part.
And then, what do you think? Like, would I like this game if I like Split Second or Need for Speed? Like, what would be a game that you're like, if you like this, then you'll also like Skyrim?
If you like Elder Scrolls 4, you'll like Elder Scrolls 5.
Well, from what it sounds like, no.
Yeah.
I think that's true. That's why I wanted to know, and I'm glad you guys said what you said, because if I played Oblivion and I hated it, then I'm not going to get this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if you guys are saying, hey, no, it's actually a lot of fun, especially like when you start off, like you're like in it to win it. And, oh, my gosh. It's nuts. And you're like, oh, okay, maybe so they fixed it.
If you like Tetris, well, that has nothing to do with it. No, I think, you know, it's interesting because I think I've read about some of the improvements they've made to the game. And, you know, it feels a little bit better, a little bit more like a first person, you know, not a shooter, but like the first-person fighter, I guess, if there's such a thing. You know, you've got your sword and your shield and your attack.
Where's the camera? Is it like Arkham, where it's kind of off to the right of you see the full body, or is it eye level or above?
You have the option of doing both. You can do first-person or third-person. So
and is it third-person
like Call of Duty, or it's like you said, like a Batman, like behind him.
It's behind to the. It's like eye level with him or above him, like.
It's slightly above.
Got it.
And back.
I prefer
the first person. It seems to work just fine.
Yep.
I know. I just like in my mind, I go, there's got to be somebody listening to this who's like, oh, I'm so glad Kevin asked this. Because if it's above, like, nothing is worse than a third person game that's above. Like, I want to be at eye level. Or somebody else is like, it better be eye level. That's not third person.
Here's the thing about these sort of games is that that occurs to me is you spend so much time creating your character or whatever.
You never see it.
You never see their freaking face.
Yeah.
So whenever I do one of those games, I always turn the character around and be like, what am I going to be staring at on the back of this character? And then I'll always, if I can, I choose something with wings, because I'm like, well, then at least something cool to look at. But if I choose like ugly hair or something all this time, so I'd like to see more games where they take the time to be like, how can we get the camera turned around so that it's not just cutscenes where you see the character's face?
A mantra of some kind.
Exactly.
You're gonna do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Two more dragons, and then you'll get to get a bow and arrow.
More like mirrors, funhouse mirrors. Do you
not
get to go?
Oh,
yeah. Well, no, you get to. Go into a room of funhouse mirrors.
Hey guys, we let them spend about 45 minutes creating a character, but we just kind of realized me and the guys were talking. they never see it. But just so we didn't waste that 80 week that we spent on the character development, here's what we're going to do. We've built a shed in the middle of this valley in a mountain area where they go and it's just nothing but mirrors.
Yeah. Do we have the RAM capabilities to run that many renders of the same character in the same space?
Okay, well, there's going to be one big mirror.
Well, that's actually kind of cool. Star Trek Online does a good job of that because you get to create your whole crew. You can either just acquire crew members, or you can make it. You make a Vulcan, you make an Andorian, you make whatever. And then when you choose their power-ups in battle, it's their face. That's the icon to choose it. So that's pretty cool that no matter, like, you get to create the little thing that shows up.
But this isn't the same. This is a role-playing game, but not like a massive multiplayer online role-playing.
You did it. No. Good job. You got to the end of that.
Pretty close. Yeah, it's a single player. But I guess there are moments in the game where, like, you can hire people to come with you, and you'll be able to control them.
But those aren't other players, right?
That's not like a co-op.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah. It's only one player.
Good times.
That stumped us.
Yeah. I was trying to
fascinate.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I understand what you're saying, Chris.
Where are we now?
Wink, wink.
So here's how I like to rate games now. How much should I pay for this?
Ooh.
It's a good way to rate.
Well, you know, that's if you're into this sort of game, then I think the $60 that they're charging is super worth it because you're going to get, you know, a ton of gameplay out of it. It would take you... Even if you just did nothing but, like, roam around the world and just kind of look around, it probably would take you at least, you know, 15 hours or something like that, to wander.
That's 5 movies, so it's 10 hours. So, yeah, beat you. All right. I'm on board.
Especially if you're thinking about, you know, if you want to play the game, I've heard people, like, being able to spend upwards of, you know, 100 hours in the game. So 60 bucks for 100 hours is really... That's a lot of your buck.
Is it true what Kevin told me earlier that the game, if once you finish the 120 hours, that it then still generates its own quests so that the game is...
Yeah, endless? Yeah. I was telling him about that, how, like, you know, even if you've beaten the game, you could still go into, like, cities and towns, and there would still be random little quests that the game will continually generate. You know, they might be similar, but they'll always be different, and you'll always get something new out of it. So essentially, the game could be endless if you really were that dedicated.
But at the same time, because it would turn me off. That something like that turns me off. But if it's a story that I could be invested in, even if it took me 100 hours, although that seems like a big commitment for me, but if there's a story that I could get through, then I'm like, oh, okay, that might be interesting for me. Because the idea of them saying, you know what, we want you to invest 100 hours into this story that we've generated for you makes me think that's got to be a pretty intense story, or it's going to be a lot of, like, slice of life. Like,
that's what I was afraid of.
You know what I mean?
Go and skin a deer, learn how to skin a deer. But, you know, Justin, you beat games with such ferocity that I would love to see you tackle this. I would love to see...
But I'd have children. It would be a real fight.
Even with kids. You're playing DCU, and I know you've got other games, but I would love... I mean, you beat Uncharted in a weekend, right? You've beaten Arkham...
It took me 3 days.
3 days. You beat Arkham City in...
About 6 or 7.
Six or seven. And that's with taking days off to be a father.
Yes.
So I would...
Like 6 days after I bought Arkham, I had finished the story.
Yeah. And those are both... I've heard people do that with both those games, but those are kind of in the same realm of, like, games that play as a movie.
Yeah.
So I'd love to see with you, because you won't mess around with the side story. How long did it take you to beat Infamous 2?
Well, and I did all side missions on Infamous 2, but I think that took me a couple weeks.
Yeah, a couple weeks. And that's a thick game, even with all this. You didn't do the UGC.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't touch anything but side missions and the good evil missions and the story missions.
Yep.
And it took me a couple weeks to beat, I think I did good first, and then it took me a little bit less to do evil.
I would love to see it.
Because I think I didn't do the side missions for evil. Like, I just kept going until I could get through the story so I could see the ending is what I did.
I want to see this happen. Get that game.
get
Skyrim.
Oh, get Skyrim?
Get Skyrim. Get it.
Right now.
Okay, everybody join me in. Get it.
Somebody's not listening or saying it while they're on the treadmill.
Thank you, Christian. I would say you want to make sure that you're, like, kind of into that sort of that sort of genre, like, medieval sort of thing. Like, if you don't care about the medieval stuff, then I don't know if it'd be even that interesting to you. But, like, if you like that medieval sort of feel, you know, having armor and swords and magic and things like that, then I would say it'd be pretty worth it. But if you're kind of not into that, or, you know, the sort of fantasy world, then it's probably not that interesting.
Would you say BioShock compares as far as gameplay?
No, BioShock, I feel like, is a little bit more first-person shootery.
Okay.
Where this has elements of first-person shooter and more elements of, like, role-playing.
Okay.
Mm, which I'm a big fan
but
of.
BioShock also is, I mean, it's so great for its atmosphere and you know, sort of scares and...
Yeah, you played that game for a different reason, yeah.
The other thing I'm curious about is we're trying to give an idea to our listeners as whether or not this game was something they should go out and get or not.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm a person who I play a game. I get a game and I play it until it's done and then I can move on. I don't try to buy two games at one time because it makes me feel stressed out or like a rat in a maze that I can't figure out. I need that food pellet. And
you die in the middle of the maze.
What game have you put down or putting on hiatus to the back burner so that you can get through this one or play this one?
He doesn't beat anything.
No?
How many games are you playing simultaneously right now?
Yeah. Oh, God.
All of it. He's the exact opposite of you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm like the anti-Justin.
Yeah.
Now, why is that? You just like to start things and not finish? That started to come out as an insult. I don't mean it that way. But I mean, as far as...
He's only had one girlfriend. Yeah.
As far as, like, interest, like, is that what it is for you?
Yeah.
I mean, I know your job
but... Yeah. I think the hard thing for me is, like, I'll find a game, I'll get really excited about it, and then something new comes along, and I'm, like, really excited about that, too, and then, you know, if I end up getting it for some reason, then that kind of takes over. It's not, like, a dislike to the game, it's just that I get sidetracked.
So, you will not be finishing Skyrim.
Well, you know, and that's a definite possibility, but... You know, like, you know, I look at it as if, you know, like, I don't need to finish it. Like, if I feel like a lot of games I don't finish, as long as I get, like, a good amount of time out of them and I play them a lot and I've enjoyed them, you know, that's good for me. Like, you know, if I don't need to feel like I have to have closure on it, then that's fine. I mean, there are some games where I get close. Like, you know, like, if I got close to finishing BioShock, I would definitely want to know how it ends.
Right.
And I'm definitely glad I finished that one. So
that's why I'm with Split
Second. But the ones that are, like, really, I'm really, really into, so...
And I completely forgot. That's amazing, Christian. Something.
So was BioShock the last game that you finished?
What's that?
Was BioShock the last game you finished?
That was my question.
What
games have you finished?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. Well, BioShock.
Portal?
Which one? Oh, Portal, yeah.
Portal 2?
I said Portal and Portal 2.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Let's see.
Super Mario Galaxy 2?
No, not that.
Can I borrow
you? You opened that for me, I think.
That's right, I sure did, actually.
That's how you don't finish games. You have games that aren't even opened.
Yeah,
yeah, that's how bad it is.
That's great.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a while. Probably those are like the most, like the last one was Portal 2 that I beat. And
that's a good one to beat.
I have one more question, and not that we're trying to throw you off. You're more than welcome to stay on for the whole episode. I just don't want to monopolize your time. Well, but
I gotta get back to Skyrim.
Yeah, exactly.
are you playing it right now?
No, it's no. I need to focus.
Those deer will come out of the forest and kill you.
But my question was: is that what game is on the horizon that will make you put Skyrim down?
Ah, good question.
Oh, let's see. Well. Guild Wars 2, possibly.
Oh, well, that's not until next year.
That's not so far away, yeah.
There will be 100 other games.
You know, let's talk about what just came out. What came out this week was... this was a big week.
It was a big week.
What was
my
it?
My app doesn't
Assassin's
work anymore.
Assassin's
Creed. Oh, yeah.
Assassin's Creed came out this week.
Did Halo come out this week? Halo 10 anniversary?
Halo comes out... No, I think Halo came out today, actually.
Oh, wow. You're right.
The one game that I actually do want quite a bit is the Battlefield 3. I'm a big fan of the Battlefield series. Yeah, I beat that too, also, by the way.
BT dub.
The stupid commercials are making me want to play that game.
That I can wait for, even though I really, really want it. I can definitely wait a little bit because it's, you know, I'm heavily invested in Skyrim for sure, but Battlefield 3 would probably be a good game. Like, I could switch back and forth because it's a very different type of game.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a Red Bull compared to the nice cappuccino of Skyrim. Like,
nice. So I won't
or
be
a glass
seeing
of
you.
Red wine.
I won't be seeing you on Guild Wars anytime soon. Is what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting with Guild Wars. Like, I felt like it was just getting, you know, it was taking so long to do things. And I was getting just sort of irritated at the amount of time I was putting into it and the lack of, you know, like, I wasn't getting enough back.
Really? I don't feel that way with that game. I feel like if I spend an hour on it, I come out and I'm like, oh, wow, I'm 2 platinum richer and I've done all these missions. Yeah. And but, I, you know, I'm a little more adept at that game. Come on.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for giving me that addiction. I want to ask that. And I also, so we're going to shift gears slightly, and I want to ask you about the mobile app game we've been playing, UniWar. And,
oh, is this the thing? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm so glad it's a mobile app, because I got this email from you, and I was like, dude, I don't know what it is that you can't understand. I don't get games for my computer.
No. It's for your mobile phone.
Okay.
It's a turn-based StarCraft. It was 99 cents in the store, and I can't believe the quality of the game for a dollar. It's like Scrabble meets StarCraft. So there are 3 races. I mean, it's straight out of StarCraft. There's these bug things called the Carillions, these android guys called the Titans, and then there are the humans called the Sapiens. And you have these little bases that can generate units. There's about 6 different types. And you join their server for free. You play against any friend for free. And it all for the price of 99 cents. And there's a lot of strategy involved. The screen is little hexagons. There are different types of hexagons.
This looks like Settlers of Catan.
It's the same sort of layout. And it's got grass and sand and rocks and hills and water. And then there are units that work in the sky, units that work on the water. Different units have different abilities. I'm super impressed with it, and I've been able to stay in touch with a few friends just by taking one turn a day or a couple turns a day. Have you started playing it, right, Christian, with us?
Yeah, I did. I played your game. It's your move, buddy.
We'll see about that.
You know, at first, you launched me into these games, and I hadn't played it, so I was like, what am I doing? I don't know what I'm doing.
That's where I was
after,
at.
Yeah, then after a second, I figured out, like, kind of the gist of the game. And it's a lot like there was an old game on the Nintendo, my Game Boy Advance or something called
GBA.
Advance Wars.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you've heard of this game, Advance Wars. And it's also similar to, like, the Civilization games where, you know, you have, you know, some sort of troop or, you know, tank or whatever, and you can move them a set amount of distance, and they do a set amount of damage. And depending on the square that you're on, you know, if you're in a forest or hills or a mountain, you might have better defense or whatever. So similar to that. But, yeah, it's very fun that it's turn-based, like, you know, everyone's favorite Words with Friends or whatever on the iPhone. So it's similar to that in that you can, you know, I love that you can, you know, play and then set it down and then come back to it later.
Yeah, it's really good. You should join us.
I just did.
If anybody downloads it, please do, and add me as a friend. I'm December 21, all one word, and I think you can just add me as a friend and challenge me to a game. I'll play with you. I don't need to work while I sit at my desk.
is December 21 one or 2 words?
No, it's all one word. Remember how I just said that?
2 words?
No, just one. Is there something wrong with our connection?
Probably.
The is number. It, it's
do you have to spell 21 like T-W-E-N?
No, it's the number. Capital D, December, all lowercase, the December part, and then 2-1. And so you remember this because 2 comes after 1. But it's backwards, so that's.
Is there an underscore in there?
No, there's not.
And you spelled December with an S, right?
Yes,
or 2 S's.
2 S's. And,
got it.
And
is there
an
a silent H?
What do you do for your symbol?
Like an X. It's like an X. Well, it looks like Prince.
Are you able to turn the camera around so you can see your face?
Yes, the whole time. Do you know in the Spanish alphabet they put the 7 next to the R just so you can just to make it harder? That's what I'm based on. That's my
brilliant
name.
The 7 next to the R.
That's where it's at.
I'm so mad that I was willing to listen to the second part of that sentence. The first part of the sentence, I was like, Kevin has trivia on the Spanish language? I've only known this man to speak of the Indian language. I am all in. I am all in.
I really,
the seven is next to the R.
I,
you jerk.
I wish I would learn Spanish. It would be so useful, especially here in L.A., to know Spanish.
You are saying this like you're the first one to realize it.
No.
I know you don't mean to.
Personally.
But you're like,
No.
Do you, like, you're trying to blow my mind. Do you have any idea how much Spanish could help
if
you knew that in the city of Los Angeles?
What I'm trying to say is...
You mean in the city of Los Angeles? Because I don't know whatever words you're using right now, Kevin.
I'm saying that the number of conversations that I feel left out, there's like a whole...
The Angels. That's what I should have said.
Los Angeles sounds like Los. but they're like, I don't know how they know. Like, I'll go to Carl's Jr. or whatever, and just suddenly they'll start speaking Spanish to each other. And I'm like, how did they know that they could talk Spanish to each other without, you know, they just start.
They don't. They just, it's what's easier.
That's what I mean. Like,
all they know is the numbers 1 through 12. They know things like small, medium, large.
Right.
And I think French fry is the same. I don't think they call them freedom fries like we do.
Or freedom flies.
Or fly.
So join us on Uniwar. You use English, though.
I'm Justin Comedy. You can add me as a friend, too.
Oh, we need to play. In our next, we had somebody that wrote in an email about that other thing. Was there something on there? About DCU. Did anybody prompt us to talk about DCU?
I think they did. I can find it if you just give me a minute. But, because Christian, you just got this game.
Peter Clark asked us.
I did pick it up.
And have you played any of it, or no, or yes, or maybe, or?
I did. Actually, I tried it both on the PS3 and the PC.
Oh, I got a download on the PC. Tell us about how it is on the, what did Peter say?
What did Peter say?
What didn't Peter say? He asked
this question.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, I think he asked if we could play DCU with him.
Yes.
And we might be able to answer that question.
Hey, Kevin, can we play DCU online? My characters have stupid names. They're copies of Batman and the Joker. What do your characters look like and stuff? And all the characters seem like they're on steroids except the thugs.
And the girls in this game are hideous looking.
Yeah.
Like if you create your own girl, my wife, whenever she sees me create a character.
Well, let's be honest. In the DC universe, the bride is Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It.
You don't want any bridesmaids coming in and outshining the bride.
But they're all weird looking. Like, they have this weird butch face that looks like a man's face. They have these giant thighs.
Wonder Woman is thought to be an Amazon woman. She's supposed to have a chiseled chin.
She can be
broad shoulders.
Why can't I have a cute girl in there?
She
as
should
well?
Look like Red Sonja. That's what she should look like.
Whereas the guys look amazing. All the dudes look like cut and ripped. Yes. There's like three different body types. They
because
all look cool.
We don't want ladies playing our games.
Oh. Wait, what? I'm confused.
So you don't have to give out the character name if you don't want any listeners bothering you, but you've already made your character, and have you played it a little bit, Christian?
I did, yeah. Yeah, like I said, I played it on both the PS3.
How is it on the PC? How
does a good character on PS3.
Who's your
mentor? And then I made a bad character on PC.
Who's your mentor on the PS3?
PS3 is a Batman.
Oh, okay.
So I have gadgets as my specialty.
Oh, you
and
went
on the
full
PC,
on.
I think I have Lex Luthor as my mentor.
Your mentor over there. Joker as your mentor is pretty phenomenal. The first thing he has you do is go kill cops and then blow up cop cars. It's
pretty fun.
It's pretty hardcore. I mean, right out of the gates. It's just like go thin out the streets. I mean, there's not like campy or funny. It's just,
is his dialogue funny?
Oh yeah, it's great. Because
the dialogue on the hero end is pretty bad.
Yes.
Like when they're talking.
Well, it's Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
So Mark Hamilton.
Mark Hamill.
It is Mark Hamill. Who's Mark Hamilton then?
Hamilton is some guy who constantly is getting confused for Mark Hamill.
So Lukey Skywalker,
yeah,
as I like to call him. But the thing about the names is so annoying that no two people can have the same name. And I'll sit there I'm determined not to have a name that has like a 7 or a bunch of numbers or be a bunch of spaces in it. So I've sat there for a lot of time trying to come up with a name that I like. and it can take, like, sometimes the whole game is about creating a name that's
original.
You know
what you need to be is less creative. That's
the problem.
Step one.
But I'm very pleased with what
I
came up with.
Justin.
I was going to be dark green wolf, and then because I thought I would be a villain, but he was his ring was yellow, and it was driving me nuts that he had a yellow ring and he was green. So I deleted him, started again. Yellow Wolf was taken, but the name, how is this not...
Dark Yellow Wolf was taken?
No, I didn't try that, because that sounds like pee. Like, he's got a problem.
He's not hydrated?
I came up with the name, I'm like...
They get too many multivitamins?
I gotta do something with this name. Fear Wolf. His name is Fear Wolf. That wasn't taken, it's not copyrighted or anything. It's the greatest name of a villain ever.
Kevin spelled fear with two E's.
Yeah.
That's why it was taken.
That's how it's spelled. Fear Wolf. Also, if you try to type in, like, I tried smart guy, and it was taken, and it bounced back when I did it, because I guess that's a copyrighted name somewhere. Same if you wrote, like, Hulk, it would say invalid characters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you can't do the Hulk.
I saw somebody create a Spider-Man character and then just put XXX Spider-Man.
Yeah. Seems fake.
Which I was like, that's pretty funny.
Before we move off the topic of names, I have to say a throwback to Skyrim was one thing that I decided this time around was I was going to let Evelyn make my character. Evelyn. And that way it would sort of take the pressure off of me in creating the best character or whatever.
Oh, interesting.
So I let her choose my race and all that stuff, and I let her give me a name. And the name she came up with was Regulus Ravenwood.
You're a girl.
Damn it, I love your wife.
She's pretty creative, like, your wife. That's pretty great.
So now I see the name Regulus, and I think regular, and I think that he's getting his fiber for the day.
He's just he's just medium grade. The whole way through.
Yeah.
Well, DCU is pretty great. How far into DCU on either the PC or the PS3 are you?
Well, not very far. I think I've done maybe just one mission each. Like, so on both, I've gotten out of the ship.
Yeah.
The main ship when we first started, and then I did whatever the first mission was outside of the station or wherever it is you're at.
Yeah, Lex Luthor's mission is weird. Go around and make co-eds. Into cannibals. That's the right. Isn't that the mission?
Yeah.
Oh, no, but I love it.
It feels weird. Like weird. You have to, like, inject them with something or something like that, and then they start falling on the ground. And they're like, "Oh, I feel funny."
That's a little.
I feel wrong.
And then if you choose Circe as your mentor, it's go around and release demons so that they kill sentinels. It's all a little. It's a little dark. Even obviously with the Joker killing.
Say careful.
careful.
Whoa, careful with the demons.
They're coming for you.
Mark of the beast.
So if Justin and I are probably gonna. This episode will be airing. In time for people to hear it and join us? Yes.
Yes.
So we're probably going to play tomorrow night. Christian, are you in?
Oh, wow. Way to put me in the spot. No, I don't think I'll be able to make it tomorrow night. But maybe if it's later, are you guys going to be on late?
Yeah, it'll probably. Be because I have a show at 8 o'clock, so I probably won't get back until like 10 p.m. Pacific time.
Pacific time.
We want to try and create a league. That.
Yeah, let's get a league going. That'd be great.
And then my character, level 30.
You're level 30.
I don't know if I am. I may be wrong. I think I am.
I'm a level 11 with my main.
30 is a cap, right?
Yeah.
No, then I'm not level 30. Yeah. I think I'm like 19 or 24, somewhere around there then.
I was trying to beat...
That's a pretty big difference.
What was so
19,
hard?
24 or 30.
Somewhere in there.
Hold on. What was the year that Columbus discovered America?
21.
That's what I am.
There's a 7 after 19, the R.
30?
The problem that I have with these games is that they tap into my I must create every possible variation. So they were genius by releasing it for free because I was never going to buy that game and I certainly wasn't going to pay $15 a month. But I downloaded it for free and 2 slots was not enough. So I instantly went to the legendary so that I could get 16 slots so I could try every possible mentor and every possible power and every possible weapon. So I've tried them all, and now I know what I want to do. And then I thought, well, crap, I'm going to have 6 different characters in order to play through all the different types. But you know this, Justin. You just go to the other town, you go to Gotham, and they'll give you the missions that you would have gotten on any of Batman's or Wonder Woman's or Superman's.
They explain that at some point, I think, in some text, or maybe I read it in the instruction manual.
Oh, maybe,
they say you could play the same missions.
Yeah.
It's just the order in which they're presented is different depending on who you are.
See, and I
but
wish
there
I
also
paid attention
is,
to that.
There's different missions that I think
are hard for you can't get into. Like if you have a magic power, you need somebody else with a mental power or something
that
like
sense.
That to get you in to do a mission. They just have you have to join their group and then walk in the door.
So I went my Superman mentored character, Martian Metal, went over to Gotham to take on Bane. Hey, it wasn't taken, and he's a big metal man, and he looks like Martian.
You could have done XXX Metal Martian.
That's terrible. It was a triple X Metal Martian.
That's a movie they were shooting in the park where my kid plays.
I could not defeat Bane. I tried twice, and I'm like, this game is dumb. I found some level 30 person, and they're like, oh, do you need help? I was like, please. He went in there, and... In the Bane story, like you keep fighting him, and then he goes over and like shakes the lighthouse and starts to crumble. And I thought you must have to do this, to, like let him do it for 8 times, and then something or he dies. And whoever this person is just went up. He didn't even shake the tower once. He died. And I was like, awesome, thanks. I'm not even going to try to give you anything because clearly you don't need anything from me. You're amazing. It takes forever to text on the PS3, though, because you're like,
here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy a headset for us to play tomorrow night.
I'm still texting you.
I know.
And heads.
Kevin, I'm telling you.
Sounds good.
What else? So what are your thoughts on DC? You like it? You think it's fun? Or Well, you said you only played one mission, huh? So it's kind of hard to get an assessment of that.
Well, no, I do like it. I think for a MMO, it's probably one of the better ones that are out right now, for sure.
You know, especially in the superhero genre, because up until this point we've had City of Heroes, which is some first-gen action, and then Champions Online, which I gave a real solid go, really kind of fell flat after a while.
So you've really enjoyed it, Kevin.
I very much enjoy it. I will continue to enjoy it. It's stolen some of my love for Guild Wars. But what's great is the first weekend that it was free to play, it was ridiculously long to get online. I mean, it would Kat was annoyed that it would take me like 20 minutes to queue up and get in line. Or I'd create a character. Oh, I've been so excited to tell everybody this. So one time I wasn't actually connected to the internet. I didn't know that. But so I was going through the character creation powers. They're alphabetical, right? They start with F for fire. I had electricity as a power. As a choice, and I clicked it, and I'm not making this up because I thought, I must have always started on F and just not scrolled up to E to see electricity. I wish to God I had clicked create a character with that power to see if it would have deleted it or what would have happened. But I've gone back I've looked online. They've said that it's a power they're working on. It'll be in the healing class, but it's not there. And I would love to know if anybody else has experienced the random phantom electric powers. Who knows by now? There was a big update that came today. They probably just released it, and it's not a big deal.
Fine,
a week ago, I was like, where did the electric... So you've never seen it.
No.
I was shocked. I was shocked. I wouldn't make that up because I'm not that smart.
I wouldn't make that up because I'm not a liar.
I'm not a liar. So as I played DCU and wait for the queues to happen, I would flip over to my Xbox and play Arkham Asylum. So I'm way into that game right now. I'm actually playing both. I'm like, no matter what, Batman is on my screen. And you know what? I don't know if you know this, but Arkham Asylum is a good game.
It's a pretty good game, right? What do you try the city?
You should learn Spanish and play that game. You would be able to do so much.
In the city of Los Angeles.
That'd be amazing.
You could use your bat claw to climb to the top of the Capitol Records building and say hola to everybody on your way up.
The world
is your oyster.
I beat Bane. So in the mornings now, I get on my bike and exercise for 20 minutes. What used to be 20 minutes is now 40 minutes because I'm like, I don't want to go to work. I want to stay playing video games.
Yeah.
And I'm exercising. So DCU had a big update, and so I beat Bane on Arkham Asylum. It's great. You should try it. Exercise and play games at the same time.
I could do that.
Because unlike exercising and watching TV, like if there's a lull in the television program or whatever, you kind of lose and you become aware of what you're doing. I actually find if the battle is intense, I start pedaling harder. it's how I'm going to lose 100 pounds.
All right. Well, I think we actually pulled a whole show with you on the horn with us, Christian.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Did you have fun?
Oh, I had a blast.
Are there any other games that you're playing that you would like to throw out to our listeners that say, oh, hey, you guys should check out this and this?
Oh, you have Christian's deals, actually. How do you do that?
What do you mean Christian steals?
He sends an email out when a game is really cheap. He'll let you know.
How do you generate that? I have a little website subscription, you know, email thing where I don't do it super often, but every once in a while when I find, it's mostly just for like iPhone games or iPad stuff, whether it's a game or like a really great app. And if it's on sale or free, usually we'll just post it, and then a little email gets sent out to the people who are on my list of, like, I don't know, 10 subscribers or something that I have. So
would you like some of our listeners to?
What's that?
Would you like some of our listeners to subscribe? Would that you could throw that out there if you want?
More than welcome. If you would like to subscribe, or anyone else who wants to, I'm more than happy to put them on my list. That, you know, I probably send out an email maybe a week at most.
And I love all of them.
Good deals.
Where do they go to find it?
Oh, I have to add you. So right now it's very exclusive.
Oh.
It's kind of like, only the creme de la creme get at it. No, but I mean,
private. If I have people email the show that they want to be added to the list, then I could just forward you the email?
Absolutely. I could totally do that.
All right. So do me a favor. If you send an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com, and in the subject line, put Christian's deals for me. And whenever I see those, I will forward them on to Christian. And then he will add you to his little elite list that you can get all
the deals. Do you want to be added to Justin?
Yeah, you can add me. Sure.
Can you take me off? Actually,
can you take you off? I'm gonna add all of your emails.
My work email, my college email. That'll be great.
You just opened a can of worms.
Christian, do you have the full? I wanted to ask you this too. Do you have the full like 7.1 headphone headset that you use when playing online at all or playing games? Have you tried that for the PS3?
What a timely question. So I recently picked up a headset for my PS3. Because I didn't have a headset, and I was really wrestling with, like, you know, do I want to get one that's got, like, the 7.1, or do I want, you know, I was looking into it, and it seemed very complicated, like, to get the, and expensive, you know, like, they're over $100 for, like, the 7.1 surround sound, and then there's all these wires that you got to plug in and all this stuff, so I ended up just getting, like, a regular stereo headset, but, like, a good one that has comfy ears and a good mic and stuff, so.
Well, I just found one at Best Buy. Maybe you can throw this out on your Christian's deals. In that, it's a 7.1 wireless headset that I believe is made by Sony for the PS3 that has a mic on it, and it uses the USB drive to send the audio wirelessly to your headset, and it's only $100 at Best Buy.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's pretty great.
So that's what I think I'm going to purchase tomorrow.
Oh,
I might snap that because then I could play video games at night and get the full joy. One of the things I liked about it, though, is only for gaming would this be a selling point where it's like, hear the enemy coming up from behind. Because how many times you've been sitting in your living room thinking, if I could only completely have a 360, like when I played SOCOM, I would really have been able to appreciate that, but I haven't played that kind of game in a long time. But anyway, that made me laugh in Best Buy the other day in Omaha, but... Yeah, so...
Well, and Christian and I were part of the Comedy of Errors trying to... He very kindly... That was about a week ago, didn't you?
Yeah,
did we talk about that on the air?
No, we haven't talked about this.
I asked Christian if he knew any good deals for PC speakers, and he went on Amazon and bought them. You bought them for me without consulting with me. And then, of course, I paid you back. But then... what happened?
Consulting him?
Yeah, exactly. What happened?
Yeah,
they're sweet speakers. BT Dub.
Yeah, like it was great. Great deal. It was like a lightning deal. Is what's called on Amazon.com, where it's like you have an hour, and like only so many. There are only so many available of this item, and so this set of speakers was a really really good deal. And so I decided to, it was like just earlier in the day, I was talking with Kevin, and he's like, I need speakers. And here they are, speakers. And I'm like, this is perfect. So I ordered them from Amazon, and I get free two-day shipping. I'm like, great, it'll be here like on Monday. And instead, they're like, oh, well, we're going to ship it on Saturday, so it'll be there even sooner.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is the best ever. This is the best ever. And he said, well, there's no one, I'm not at, at his office. I'm not at the office on Saturday, but someone will be there to sign for it. And I see that it gets delivered, and then
we were playing games like, when they delivered it.
Kevin tells me they're not here, and I go through like essentially what is about a week and a half of trying to track them down, and calling like the you know, Amazon and calling the shipping company, and nobody knows where they are.
Yeah, what was that shipping company?
Another set for free, so it all worked out.
Yeah, and somebody in Los Angeles has their own pair of Logitech speakers.
Oh, no, that's how it broke?
No. The original pair broke. But the...
No, what I'm saying is that's how it came out. Like, that somebody got the speakers and you never got them?
I don't have a clue. Because they...
And so what does Amazon do in that situation? Because they do sponsor
Amazon,
the show.
I will say this about Amazon. They were extremely generous and kind. And they were like, we'll send you out another pair overnight. You know, because I did call the shipping company and they couldn't find it. So once I confirmed with them that they couldn't find it, Amazon was like, "Oh yeah, we're very sorry. We'll get you a brand new set, ship it overnight." And so here you go. So yeah, they did that, and they were very, very friendly about it.
The return, that says who signed for it. It just said F door, which I assumed meant
door on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, because it could have either been like the office door, which is on the fourth floor. It could have been in front of the security guard's desk, or they literally could have left it on Hollywood Boulevard, in which case it would have been gone 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Probably OnTrack. OnTrack is what Amazon uses when they're not using FedEx. And it's basically a courier service. It's more of that than it is a shipping service. So they probably had a local Amazon warehouse somewhere in the Inland Empire of Los Angeles, and OnTrack
brought
it out.
This is exactly what it was.
And
exactly.
And I know the guy that works for OnTrack.
Do you have some sweet Logitech speakers?
Well, that's been our show. Thank you so much.
That was great.
Thanks so much again to Christian for his insight on Skyrim and all things deals.
Yeah.
Remember, send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. Is it the Second Funniest Podcast? No, it's Second Funniest Podcast.
Second Funniest Podcast.
I don't know why I forgot that now. 300. It's not really 300, but 200 more.
150 this
stuff
year.
Stuff happens. But anyway.
You have two children. You have lots of games to play.
Yeah. I'm very excited about getting this headset and playing DCU tomorrow.
That's what I was going to say. What are you going to do? Are you going to play DCU or are you going to do Skyrim?
I'm not going to do Skyrim. I'm going to play DCU for a while until I'm completely bored with it. I think because what you were talking about, your rating system of what would you pay for it, is that for me, Skyrim falls into, I haven't played a game in a while. There's nothing new coming out soon. Mm-hmm. I'll pay $20 for this used at GameStop.
It ain't going to be $20 for about 2 years.
That's fine.
Yeah,
I'll live.
Oh, maybe.
Because I still got Assassin's Creed. I still want to get the Metal Gear Solid trilogy or whatever. Yeah.
Halo came out. Disney Connect Adventures came out today, folks.
Oh, shit.
Disney Connect Adventures. I'm going to go get that and play.
We're recording this on November 15th.
I'm babysitting tomorrow night for a couple boys. And they have a Kinect. I might actually pick that up.
Not babysitting.
Oh, geez.
Oh, I know. I was like, you want me
to... Are you getting paid?
No, it's mixed kids. Good. And he's like, would you come over? I'm like, you have a Kinect, right? Yeah, that's not a problem. Like, you want me to come over and play Xbox with two grade school kids? Yes, I will do that.
Hold on. Maybe I'm jumping the gun. Is there pizza?
Will there be pizza? There will be.
will there be sodas, caffeinated and non?
Yeah, they can have the non. I will be having the caffeinated.
All right, so thank you again. Send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com with the subject line Christian's Deals, and I will forward that on to him so you could start getting Christian's Deals through his elite email list.
And in the meantime, always shop on Amazon, but go through our webpage.
Just click through Second Funniest Podcast, and then we get a taste every time you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it
goes. Oh, yeah. I shopped through GameStop through your website just the other day.
Oh, wow. Oh, nice. Thanks. Then we should be getting a check anytime because our good friend Jeremy Schutz did that as well, so we had $4 waiting.
Yeah. Hey, don't besmirch it. It's $4 pays for the double shots.
I'm not besmirching anything. Trust me. All right. Well, thank you. I'm gonna hang up on you, Christian. But thank you so much.
That's cool.
And I look forward to talking to you again, my friend.
Yeah, sounds good. You too.
Thanks, Christian.
Okay,
thanks,
bye. Bye. Bye.
Have fun.
We will.
Bye.
Hang up on him.
Oh man, that was fun.
That was great.
Let the good times roll.
Hey,
Christian.
We weren't rolling.
What?
That whole time.
Oh, not funny. So not funny. Got me so good. Because sometimes it looks like the light is flickering whenever it goes behind the microphone that's in front of my face.
Oh, man.
Again, you can send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. Give us a call, 408-228-4911. Sam, we got your hello. I'm sorry. I meant to play it, but I forgot. But
we'll do it next
week. Hello, Sam. And, go to secondfunniestpodcast.com, click through the Amazon link, click through the GameStop link, whatever you're buying. Doesn't cost you anything more. It just gives us money.
What?
And we appreciate the hell out of that. On behalf of my good friend Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worsham saying,
okay, bye.